halacha gimel. Im nashach kikar v'kadarma, if one bit into a loaf of bread or something similar, v'yetzadav mishina v'agabe, a kikar and the blood came out of his teeth onto the loaf, tzarech lachtach makam adam v'lazark, he has to cut off the bloody part of the loaf and discard it. Avadam shebein hashinayim, but the blood coming out from the gums that's still between one's teeth, on a weekday, one may suck and swallow it since it hasn't exited his body. But you can't do this on Shabbos. Sucking blood from a wound on Shabbos is considered chayvel, wounding. So you would have to spit it out on Shabbos. Halacha dalet lapam ninsa dam b'sech achalav. Sometimes blood is found in milk, because the blood emerged from the animal's udders along with the milk. You have to ask a she'elas chacham whether you're allowed to drink the milk or not. Halacha hey, basar b'chalav, asar b'achila, u'bishul b'hana. Mixture of meat and milk is asar to eat, cook, or get any benefit from it. L'chein, therefore, if something became prohibited on account of a mixture of meat and milk, example, meat and milk mixture fell into another cooked dish, making that other dish aser. You should inquire halachic authority what to do with it. Sometimes it's aser b'hana, and there are other times that it's not aser b'hana.